VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of airstrikes slammed into two pockets of Islamic State fighters, taking aim at fighters trying to cling to the last scraps of land to be part of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. The strikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz, where hundreds of IS fighters surrendered earlier in the week to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. People across New Zealand observed a Muslim call to prayer to honor the victims of the mosque attacks 1 week ago. If you correspondent Tim McGuire.
In Christchurch, New Zealand.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Thousands gathered in a park Allah outside the Al-Noor Mosque for Friday Akbar, prayers, a week Allah after 50 people were killed there and at a second mosque. Iman Gamal Fuda says his mosque is once again a place of peace.
I look out and I see the love and compassion.
He adds that the victims' deaths have brought the country together.
Their blood has watered the seeds of hope.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also spoke of unity.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Two U.S. service members were killed while conducting an operation Friday in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO-led forces did not provide any other information. About 14,000 U.S. forces remain there. President Donald Trump said Thursday the United States is recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, Syrian territory captured in 1967. Mr. Trump, in a Twitter comment, said that the Golan Heights is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and regional stability. His statement came while Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Jerusalem, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official ever to visit the contested Western Wall in the holy city of Jerusalem. This is VOA News. European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said there's nothing more the EU can do.
This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live. We are hopeful that the agreement will be adopted by the House of Commons.
Parliament has rejected the deal twice before, and if May cannot get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. May said Parliament has to avoid violating the will of the British people.
If we don't get a vote through the next week, we will have to propose a different way forward to the European Union. And if that involves an extension, then they would say that we should hold those European parliamentary elections.
And May also rejected a plan to revoke Article 50, even as a petition calling for her to do that on the Parliament website attracted more than 2 million signatures. A week after a cyclone hit Mozambique, aid workers were racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from that disaster continues to rise. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Trump is set to meet with five Caribbean leaders Friday who have sided with the United States and most Western countries in backing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as head of state. Mr. Trump is meeting with the leaders from the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Haiti, Jamaica, and St. Lucia at his private club in Palm Beach, Florida. The response to OPEC member Venezuela's political crisis has split the members of the Caribbean community known as CARICOM. Venezuela's interior minister is accusing opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff of being part of a terrorist cell, planning attacks on top politicians. Agents arrested Roberto Marrero during a pre-dawn raid on his home. Interior Minister Nestor Everall says that a large number of weapons were found in the house, but opposition lawmaker Sergio Vergara says his home was also raided and he accuses the agents of planting the weapons. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.